Chapter 19 Luna City.
Wait, said Callie. If the meteor's here, do you still have zombies there?
Last I looked, Henri said. About 200, maybe 300 left around Osiris. The rest of them, they took off after you when you left.
Tessa tapped off some quick calculations on her fingertips. That means this thing has to have a range of at least 200 kilometers. That doesn't make sense. It would have overwhelmed Osiris long before you got out to Mendez's trike.
Izmi shrugged.
Unless you were also right about it expanding? Would that explain it?
On that note, Henri said, someone seems to be banging on the emergency hatch. I'm going to go and double-check all the locks.
Take care of yourself, old-timer, said Callie.
All of you, too.
The line went dead. Jake scratched his chin, readjusted his cap.
We've been saying this thing's giving off some kind of radiation, right?
It makes the most sense, Tessa said with a nod. At least, based off what we've observed.
You get a dose of radiation, doesn't matter if the source sticks around or not, you're still burned. The rock gets within 100 or so clicks of a client, turns them into a zombie. But it doesn't have to stay in range once the client's up and about. They already got their dose.
Okay, said Callie. So it's sitting out on top of Anubis. Now what?
Blow it up, Jake said.
With what?
I could rig something.
You'd still have to get whatever you rigged out to Anubis, Callie said. Plus, right now we know where the meteor is. Set off an explosion next to it. You might just throw the damned thing 50 Ks in a random direction.
Or back into space, Jake pointed out.
I don't think you could make an explosion big enough to hit escape velocity, said Tessa. Even on the moon. Can we just get rid of it? Asked Lana. Drive it over to the dark side, as far from everything as we can go, and just leave it there. How? Asked Callie. Throw all the controls of a buggy and drive it away. They don't work that way, said Tessa. The buggies only thrall to each other. The best we could do is make it follow another one, which somebody would have to drive.
It doesn't matter, said Izmi. The batteries were almost exhausted when we pulled in. They didn't have time to recharge before the docking seal got unhooked, and now the sun's gone down. Anubis might make it 5 kilometers at best. We'd have to hook it back up and then wait most of a day.
Okay, said Callie. We can't get rid of it. Can we lock it up? Block it somehow so it can't make any more zombies?
If it's even what's making them,
Lana pointed out. You're only guessing.
Tessa's eyes opened wide.
Radiation.
We already covered that, said Jake.
No, she said. Well, not exactly. We don't know how it's doing this, but we know it has to be sending out some kind of energy or signal. Radio waves, microwaves, beta particles, gamma rays, something.
Callie caught her breath.
We just block all of it.
Exactly.
Tessa looked at Lana.
You have somewhere to store radioactive material, right? Protocols in case a prospector finds something dangerous?
Yes, yes we do,
said Lana.
A big vault in the lab over on Lower Selene.
How big? Asked Jake.
She held up her hands and outlined a large box.
Take the shelves out, a person'd fit pretty comfy.
It can't be that big,
said Callie, glancing at Jake.
We carried and moved all his bags. We sure that'll do anything about the zombies, though? It might stop any more from waking up so the next ship can land without their cargo trying to kill them.
Which still leaves a larger problem,
said Izmi.
How do we get it? The clients have unhooked the docking tunnel. If we open the doors, at best there's dozens of them, and a lot of hard vacuum between us and Anubis.
And they're good at opening spacesuits,
added Tessa. Jake stared out the window.
We go out and get it.
Well, yeah, said Callie. Do you have an idea how to do that without getting killed?
Maybe.
Do tell,
said Izmi. Jake tapped his tab a few times, then glanced at Lana. She nodded, and he flicked the big 3D map of Luna City onto her desktop. He pulled at the map until it doubled in size, then pointed at a few squares high up on the dome of Luna City.
Hatches, right?
Lana nodded.
I believe so. They're for cleaning off the high windows. We only use them once or twice a year.
Okay, said Jake. His eyes found Callie's, and she could see the "trust me" sitting behind them. His fingers stretched out over the map.
Anubis is parked here. We come out of this hatch, and we slide down to the top of Aldrin Avenue. Run along that to the end, and then we jump to Anubis.
Jump,
echoed Callie.
Can't be done,
said Lana.
Course it can, Jake said. It's the screw-off Olympics, just with killer zombies instead of imaginary lava.
Oh, well, once you put it like that, it sounds perfectly safe,
said Tessa. Jake waved their attention back to the map.
The zombies undid the couplings at the end, but the avenue's a solid structure. We run down the length of it, jump to the roof, get the rock, climb down onto the back porch, and done. Rock goes in the sample's airlock, we port our suits, and we're inside.
We'll need suits,
said Callie.
And we'll need to clear out all the ones that are ported to Anubis now. That'll take time.
We'll be up on the porch, Jake said. They can't get to us up there. Mendez couldn't. They couldn't back at Osiris. A ladder's too complicated for them.
But opening spacesuits and stabbing someone with a screwdriver they can do instinctively,
Tessa said.
Hey, can't explain it, but I'm not going to complain about it.
We'd still need spacesuits to get out there,
Ismi said with a nod to Callie.
What's Anubis?
Asked Lana.
An old Type 40?
Jake and Tessa both nodded.
We should have a couple compatible suits in storage. Might even have the right sizes.
Jake nodded.
So we slide, jump, and we're on Anubis.
And surrounded by zombies,
Tessa added.
Right. Hopefully they'll all come after us. Most of them, anyway. We drive Anubis through them, around to the far side of Luna City, and we dock here.
Jake spun the map and tapped the farthest door on Gagarin Avenue.
They'll just disconnect that one, too,
said Ismi.
They'll have to get there first,
Callie said with a slow nod.
We'll have enough time to dock, disembark, and make it past the first airlock.
Glad it's already we, said Jake. Didn't want to have to do this alone.
Just figure it saves time if I'm already out there when you trip and screw up,
he barked out a laugh.
That's the spirit.
And me,
said Ismi.
I'll go.
Look, Jake said and paused. Boss, I think you should.
How well did you ever do in the screw-off Olympics? You're one of the worst jumpers on the moon.
It's still the moon. I can jump 5 meters easy.
I'm coming, Jake.
He opened his mouth, thought better, and gestured at the map again. Callie and I dumped 3 bodies in this dock hallway. Gordon gets a team together, and they can be putting down any zombies at their end of the hallway while we dock. We run to the plaza, down Celine, and throw the damned rock right into the vault. Done.
We hardlock the doors to the avenues,
said Callie.
Resetting them will take a while.
Not really,
Tessa said.
It takes so long to reset a hardlock because of all the tests and protocols that have to be checked. If we just want to open the door, I bet we can do it in 30 minutes? An hour at most?
Jake pushed at the map, sliding the view out and showing them all of Luna City again.
Well,
said Callie,
who wants to go for a walk outside in the dark with a few thousand zombies?